Uhuru, and welcome to Solidarity Not Charity. This is the show of the African People's Solidarity Committee here every Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on uhururadio.com. We would like to thank the African People's Socialist Party and Uhuru News for giving us this time on Uhuru Radio. Solidarity Not Charity is the show of the African People's Solidarity Committee. And the African People's Solidarity Committee is an organization of white people formed in 1976 by the African People's Socialist Party as a strategy to go back into the white community and organize North Americans, Europeans, and other white people and other allies of the African liberation struggle in solidarity, both through material solidarity and through taking a stand with the political campaigns and demands for social justice, reparations, and economic development for the African community. We are really excited to have been part of the Black is Back mobilization last Saturday, November 7th, in Washington, D.C. Members of the African People's Solidarity Committee attended, and Chairwoman Penny Hess, the national leadership of the African People's Solidarity Committee, delivered the solidarity statements from other North American organizations, as well as the solidarity statement from the African People's Solidarity Committee. We will be listening to those on the program today. We want to remind people, if they would like to listen by phone, if you have to be away from your computer, or if you know somebody who doesn't have a computer and wants to listen to Uhuru Radio, you can call in the U.S. 425-905-1825, or toll free 888-207-2248. And in the UK, in London, you can call 020-3051-7985. In Azania, what's known as South Africa, in Cape Town, 21-673-6887. In Johannesburg, 11-287-2287. Also, if you have any comments or questions about this show's topic or want to get in touch with Uhuru Radio, you can email dj@uhururadio.com, and we'll have some information about calling in later in the show. We are talking about the Black is Back mobilization, you know, just recapping the historic march and rally on the White House in D.C. last Saturday, November 7th, 2009. Really talking about what it means to be in solidarity with the struggles of oppressed peoples fighting back and reclaiming their resources, their lives, their land, and their freedom from the clutches of imperialism. And the Black is Back was really significant in terms of it being an anti-war rally that was an anti-colonial war rally. It wasn't just against having U.S. troops in Iraq and calling for the troops to come home. It wasn't just against the war on the Afghani people. And it wasn't just a rally or a march criticizing a single policy or foreign policy in general of a particular president. It was a broad coalition that had come together against colonial war on the peoples of the world, including African people right here in the United States. And Chairwoman Penny Hess addresses that in her solidarity statement from the African People's Solidarity Committee. And throughout the march, throughout the rallies, when we got to the White House, to Lafayette Park, right across the street from the White House, the presentations were really powerful and really addressed the war at home, the war on African people by the U.S. government, the police in cities across the United States, and you know, the colonial policies and terror waged every single day against African people who are a colonized people. And we take a stand in solidarity from the white community with the struggle being led by the Uhuru movement to demand community control of education, housing, police, healthcare, and also economic development and social justice. And that is something that we have been struggling for in Philadelphia under the leadership of the Uhuru movement. And we'll also be talking today about the Hands Off the City Hall 2 campaign, which is a really important campaign of the Uhuru movement, which is not just about two members of the movement, but about the rights of the African community to resist oppression. And those two members, Diop Olugbala and Shabaka Nambata, and Diop being the leadership here, the president of the local branch of the International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, they were brutally attacked and arrested by the Philadelphia police inside city council chambers at a March 19th, 2009 session of city council, in which they, along with many organizations and those of us in the Solidarity Movement here in Philadelphia, were simply holding up signs and peacefully protesting Mayor Nutter's war budget, which spends a third of the budget money on the counterinsurgency war through the prisons, police, and courts attacking the African community. And no one else was attacked or harmed or arrested but the two working class African leaders and organizers in the Uhuru movement. And that really shows what the targets of the war on African people and the police relationship to African people really is. They want to stop organizers from organizing African people and organizing solidarity from other communities, like those of us in the white community who have joined the Solidarity Movement. So we'll be playing some clips from some previous demonstrations for the City Hall 2 campaign and talking about the trial, which is coming up this Friday, November 20th. Well, there'll be a pre-trial rally at 8 a.m. and a trial which will go into the day for Diop Olugbala being tried on felony charges, which were previously dropped and then reinstated by several different judges in the City Hall 2 case. And Diop will be represented by attorney Michael Cord, who is an African activist attorney in Philadelphia who has really taken a stand by supporting the Uhuru movement and defending Diop. So we will cover both of those events and topics in today's show. We do welcome people to participate in this discussion. We'll be playing a clip, and then if people would like to participate in this discussion, you can call through Skype by contacting us on Uhuru Radio. That's all one word, U-H-U-R-U-R-A-D-I-O on Skype. We're calling in the U.S., 727-565-1599, or in the U.K., 020-8133-6629. And now we'll be hearing the solidarity statements from the Black is Back mobilization rally in Malcolm X Park in Washington, D.C. from Saturday, November 7th, 2009. Uhuru.
Okay, again, I'm going to put out a call for the people who've united to read the political prisoner letters to come to the side of the stage. Okay, can you come right here? Okay, young brother and the gentleman right there. Just get to the side on the floor. Afia, we have our people over here, and she's going to handle you. Can we get someone from Solidarity to come to stage? Who's coming? Oh, Penny, you coming? We're going to read some solidarity statements that were given to us in support of the Black is Back mobilization. They're listed on our website. If you can go to that once today is over and read them yourselves. Well, we want to thank everybody who expressed solidarity but could not be here today.
Okay. Uhuru! Okay. No. My name is Penny Harris, African People Solidarity Committee. We are an organization of white people working under the leadership of the African People Socialist Party and the Uhuru Movement. We work in the white communities to build solidarity for the movement, for liberation, for African people, for the unity to reunite and liberate Africa, and for reparations to the African community. I was just asked to read other solidarity statements from white organizations to the Black is Back march today. So the first one is from the National Assembly to end the Iraq and Afghanistan wars and occupations. It says, "Dear brothers and sisters, on behalf of the National Assembly to end the Iraq war and Afghanistan wars and occupations, we wish to extend warmest greetings on the occasion of your November 7th rally. the announcement of the formation of the Black is Back Coalition for Social Justice, Peace, and Reparations is welcome news, not only for the U.S. anti-war movement, but for the anti-war forces internationally. The involvement and leadership of Black activists in the struggle for peace, reparations, and social justice is indispensable if we are to mount a movement that has the power and muscle to bring the war makers to heel. We applaud your initiative in calling the November 7th rally and wish you every success in organizing it. We endorse the action, are donating $100 in solidarity with it. Uhuru. The next one is from the Washington Peace Center. The Washington Peace Center is proud to support the Black is Back Coalition in your endeavor to strengthen the Black-led progressive movement in this country. We welcome the energy, the vision, and the inspiration that you bring to the anti-war work. We are excited to see the links being made between the U.S. wars and occupation in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the expansion of U.S. foreign bases such as AFRICOM, and social justice issues here at home, such as police brutality and economic disparities. As a multi-issue group ourselves, we know that all these problems are interrelated and must be addressed together if we are going to create a world in which we want to be living. We will stand in solidarity with you on November 7th and have been happy to be able to provide you with many resources to help make the mobilization a success. We will continue to work with you after that to end the wars abroad and address injustices and work with peace and justice. Uhuru. And from the African People's Solidarity Committee, that's the organization that I am a member of. The African People's Solidarity Committee is honored to endorse the November 7th mobilization in Washington, D.C., sponsored by the Black is Back Coalition for Social Justice, Peace, and Reparations. As the organization of white people led by the African People's Socialist Party, APSC unites with the demand to stop U.S. occupation and wars inside the U.S. and around the world. We salute the recognition by the Black is Back Coalition that the brutal U.S. colonial wars worldwide have a generally unrecognized counterpart in the colonial military containment policies against African and indigenous peoples right here inside the U.S. Colonial war inside the U.S. is not that different than what the U.S. is carrying out in Iraq, Afghanistan, or elsewhere. In this country, we see SWAT teams murdering black people, stop and search policies, massive roundups of Africans into profitable colonial prisons, torture in prisons, removal and containment of oppressed communities through gentrification, theft of community resources through lucrative subprime loans, and a two-tiered school system occupied by military-style police. We recognize that the U.S. foreign and domestic policies come from the same colonial reality in a country built on slavery and genocide. We unite with the demand for reparations for reparations to African people for hundreds of years of stolen labor, resources, and freedom that has created the jobs, opportunity, and democracy available for the majority of white people in this country. We recognize that Barack Obama is a neo-colonial president with the sole purpose of continuing U.S. imperial policies here and abroad. The African People's Solidarity Committee unites with the spirit of Black is Back that demands that it is not enough to call for peace without social justice. We support the right of oppressed people around the world and inside this country to resist U.S. colonial terror and to fight for the liberation of their people and land. APSC is contributing and endorsing towards the Black is Back mobilization. Uhuru. This is from the KAWEM Coalition and the New England Committee to Defend Palestine. Warm revolutionary greetings to our brothers and sisters in struggle from KAWEM Coalition in the New England Committee to Defend Palestine. We are proud and honored to endorse and support the Black is Back Coalition in their mobilization November 7th. We in Palestine have known firsthand the legacy of colonization and white supremacy that black and brown people have experienced the world over and on this continent. Theft of our land and resources, mass incarceration, colonial military violence, police brutality, economic enslavement, and environmental devastation. We support the efforts of all those fighting against imperialism and white supremacy, including the Palestinian, Iraqi, Lebanese, and Afghan resistance, as well as our new African and First Nation brothers and sisters here on this continent. We are excited to see the formation of a black-led movement against imperialism, war, and militarism, and look forward to the future of work together. This is just the beginning. In solidarity and struggle, the Quarem Coalition and the New England Committee to Defend Palestine. Uhuru! Uhuru! And we salute Black is Back, Coalition for Social Justice, Peace, and Reparations. Uhuru!
Uhuru. So that was Chairwoman Penny Hess of the African People's Solidarity Committee at the Black is Back march and rally. That was during the rally in Malcolm X Park on November 7th, 2009, reading the solidarity statements from different organizations, and in particular the African People's Solidarity Committee's solidarity statement, which of course the solidarity of our organization, the African People's Solidarity Committee, with the work of Black is Back and the Uhuru Movement and the African Socialist International extends far beyond that statement and the Black is Back mobilization. We are in work every day to support and really create a genuine movement of white people making reparations through the programs of the Uhuru Movement. Several things happening right now are fundraising campaigns for the African Village Survival Initiative, which is a program of the African People's Education and Defense Fund. It is a comprehensive program of sustainable African-led development initiatives within the U.S. in the black community, developing rainwater harvesting, community gardening and farming programs for African community food banks, Uhuru Gardens, rainwater harvesting and solar energy projects, and building economic self-reliance community institutions in the African community, which right now the main project is building a commercial kitchen and a recording studio in the Uhuru House, which is the main headquarters of the Uhuru Movement worldwide, located in St. Petersburg, Florida, where the movement was founded. And it is the embassy to the African world. It is the center of the African community in St. Petersburg. And it's also a place that many historic conferences have been held. And the African community comes together there every Sunday for Sunday African community meetings. So it's a very significant place. And to be able to outfit it with the recording studio and commercial kitchen would make it much more viable for the community to use and keep, you know, resources within the community, but also for the Uhuru House to be self-sustainable. So we, in Uhuru News, really hope to see very soon the recording studio be furnished. We welcome, for the African Village Survival Initiative, in-kind donations if people have access to recording equipment, microphones, cables, computers, and of course for the commercial kitchen, ovens, different appliances for cooking and preparing food, and a list of the in-kind donations that the equipment that the movement is looking for can be found on apedf.org, apedf.org. And what you can also find on the web are two incredible fundraising campaigns going on for the African Village Survival Initiative. One of them is an auction, which you only have 2.5 hours left to bid on the online auction. If you go to any of the websites of the Uhuru Movement, you'll see a button for the Uhuru Holiday Online Auction, or to go directly to the auction page, you can go to apedf.org// auction, AUCTION. And you can bid on incredible art that has been donated by the artists, concert tickets, theater tickets, gift certificates to various stores, including Uhuru Furniture in Philadelphia and Oakland, California, and massage, food, the delicious breakfast booth that Uhuru Foods runs at the Saturday Market in St. Petersburg, Florida. There's a coupon, gift certificate for that you can bid on. Beautiful African statues, djembe drum, and jewelry from all around the world. Again, that's apedf.org/auction. If you want to bid, you have until 5 p.m. today, Eastern Time. So it's only 2.5 hours left. Outbid the bids that are on there, and the donations are 100% going to the African Village Survival Initiative. Also, if you are a yoga teacher, own a yoga studio, work at a yoga studio, know anyone who's a yoga teacher, if you teach dance, work with a dance studio, if you do massage therapy, if you do Reiki, acupuncture, or any kind of workout, exercise, movement, or healing arts, we want you to donate one class this coming week, starting tomorrow, November 16th to 22nd. It is Yoga with a Purpose Benefit Week. And that includes anyone who wants to teach a yoga class specifically as a benefit, or just identify one of your regular classes as a benefit for the African Village Survival Initiative. Whatever your students pay, whatever you make off of the class, you can donate that to the African Village Survival Initiative as part of the Yoga with a Purpose Benefit Week. And you can find more information about this excellent fundraiser and a list of all the classes that have been donated so far at yogawithapurpose.blogspot.com, or check the uhurusolidarity.org site for more information. And if you don't teach, you can be a student, come to the classes. There are classes in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the suburbs of Philly, in New York City, in Burlington, Vermont, in San Francisco and the Oakland, San Francisco Bay Area in California. There will be some classes in Florida and the St. Petersburg, Tampa Bay Area, and also in Wilmington, Delaware. So check that out again at yogawithapurpose.blogspot.com. So we want to stress that these fundraisers are work that we do as reparations from the African People's Solidarity Committee and Uhuru Solidarity Movement to make a genuine stand in solidarity with the African Village Survival Initiative, which is led by the Uhuru Movement, which is African people solving their own problems, coming together and solving their own problems. We've already spoken on this show in the past a bit about the African Village Survival Initiative and the All African People's Development and Empowerment Projects, which are currently very active in Sierra Leone and other parts of Africa, establishing the rainwater harvesting and solar energy and community farming and fishing projects that we are seeing come now to the United States and the black community here. So these programs represent African people bringing the skills and resources back to Africa and the African community that rightfully belong to African people. And we have a role in that as white people in supporting that and doing the kinds of fundraising that we can go and get the resources in the African community. If people want to get involved in the various areas of the fundraising work in the United States, in Oakland, California, today is ongoing. You can make Uhuru pies. They are baking Uhuru pies for the Holiday Pie Campaign in Oakland, California, and in St. Petersburg, Florida. If you're in the Oakland area, call 510-759-8154 or email oakland@uhurufoods.org. They are baking right now as we speak, but you can get in touch with them to join or do a future pie shift for the Holiday Pie Campaign running through Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays. And in St. Petersburg, Florida, they're baking at the Lakewood United Church of Christ. And you can contact them at stpete@uhurufoods.org. That's STPETE@uhurufoods.org. or call Stephanie, the volunteer coordinator, at 727-683-9949 and say Uhuru to Stephanie for me. You can get involved in the Uhuru Pi campaign in Oakland and in St. Petersburg. And you can also volunteer with Uhuru Foods at the Saturday Market. Again, contact Stephanie, the volunteer coordinator, at 727-683-9949. And if you want to get involved in the work of the Uhuru Solidarity Movement here in Philadelphia, working on the Yoga with a Purpose Benefit Week, helping to plan the 2010 Earth Day Fest and Flea Market, getting involved in Uhuru Flea Markets in 2010, and participating in the Hands Off the City Hall 2 campaign, which we'll be talking about next on the show, call 215-387-0919 or email us at philly@uhurusolidarity.org. That's P-H-I-L-L-Y at uhurusolidarity.org. We're going to take a little musical break, and then we'll be back for the second half of today's show, Solidarity Not Charity, talking about the Hands Off the City Hall 2 campaign. On Solidarity Not Charity on UhuruRadio.com, the online voice of the International African Revolution. This is the show of the African People's Solidarity Committee, the organization of white people formed by the African People's Socialist Party. We are talking today about the Black Is Back mobilization from November 7th, 2009, the work of the African People's Solidarity Committee, and the Hands Off the City Hall 2 campaign in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We are broadcasting from Philly today, where the campaign goes on. Since March 19th, we have been organizing to defend the rights of the African community to speak out, peacefully protest, and resist their oppression. And, of course, we've been working on that solidarity work longer than that. But on March 19th, 2009, Diop Olugbala, the president of the local branch of the International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement, INPEDUM, here in Philadelphia, and Shabaka Nambata, a member of INPEDUM here, were attacked and arrested on felony charges by the Philadelphia police, and have since been waging a really fierce struggle to defend not just them as individuals with cases, but as the leadership in the African community, defending the African community's right to resist oppression. And we in the solidarity movement here have been part of this campaign, going into the white community, getting solidarity, getting material solidarity, demonstrating in front of the Criminal Justice Center, the courthouse building in downtown Philadelphia, and doing a call-in. And first, I want to let people know that they can call in this week to defend the City Hall 2 by calling 215-686-8334 to call the presiding judge in Philadelphia at the Criminal Justice Center to demand that Judge Eubanks, the judge that has been appointed very recently in the case for the City Hall 2, to exonerate Diop Olugbala, a.k.a. Wally Rahman, and Shabaka Nambata, a.k.a. Franklin Moses, so that, you know, we show, the solidarity movement shows through the work we do around the world that the African liberation struggle and the struggle for social justice and basic human rights of the African community is not one that we will turn a blind eye to. We will call the judge, we will speak out, and we will, when possible, attend the demonstrations and participate in the demonstrations of the African working class-led Uhuru movement. And this Friday, November 20th, there'll be a pre-trial rally held at 8 a.m. in front of the Criminal Justice Center at 13th and Filbert in downtown Philadelphia. And if people want to participate in that from the Solidarity Movement, please call us at 215-387-0919. And email at philly@uhurusolidarity.org. We are going to hear some clips now from previous demonstrations in front of the Criminal Justice Center, led by Diop Olugbala, and really putting out the demands of the City Hall 2 campaign for all the charges to be dropped against the City Hall 2, but also for economic development and community control of the police, the courts, the education system and healthcare and housing by the African community. And a lot of these demands are part of the revolutionary, in fact, all of these demands are part of the revolutionary National Democratic Program of the International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement, which was adopted at the recent International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement convention here in Philadelphia on Saturday and Sunday, October 3rd and 4th, 2009, which was another historic event, just a real, incredibly revolutionary conference and convention in which the community really articulated its demands and call for a real revolutionary national democratic program. So we are now going to hear clips from Hands Off the City Hall 2 rallies and demonstrations over the course of this past summer up through the fall, and be back on Solidarity Not Charity to talk about the work of the African People's Solidarity Committee in solidarity with the demands for Hands Off the City Hall 2. Uhuru.
While Michael Miller claims that the city of Philadelphia is in a budget crisis, he claims that the city is out of money. But the fact is, while they claim that they're out of money, they always seem to find the money to pay for killer cops to come into our community, brutalize us, just like them gang of thugs in uniform brutalize those three brothers. And somehow the city of Philadelphia always seems to find the money to pay for so-called investigations of grand juries that are controlled by the DA to allow for gangs of killer cops to go free after the whole world saw a videotape where they beat those young brothers like Rodney King. We know that when it comes to a war against the African community, the city of Philadelphia always got the money. And so we only when we demand economic development for the poor and oppressed African community that the city of Philadelphia can't find the money. But we gonna say this, we know that nutter's lying. We know that the city of Philadelphia got the money. They just don't wanna spend the money on economic development for African people in the city of Philadelphia. But we here to say this, Nutter and Ramsey and Abraham, we don't care where you get it from, but you're gonna find the money. Somehow you're gonna find $1.1 billion to pay for economic development and not police containment of the African community. And we're here today to raise up the demand for reparations for black people for 400 years of stop and frisk, 400 years of police harassment, 400 years of beatings like the one that those three brothers caught down in North Philly. We're here to demand independence and self-determination for African people. The case of the City Hall 2 is a case of two members of our organization being brutally attacked and arrested simply for holding up signs demanding that Nutter stop this war against the African community. And we know the only way to get justice for the City Hall 2 is to organize a mass movement to bring the masses of African people into political life, demanding our resources back, demanding justice for African people. So this is why we say jail the killer of cops. It may mean economic development for the city of Philadelphia, but it's at the expense of the poor and oppressed African community. We demand reparations for African people in this city. Every single case that is being called before judges in this building is used to build the economy of the city of Philadelphia. We say that they can't build their budget on the backs of black people. We say that there cannot be any peace in this city until African people control our own resources. And while Mayor Nutter claims that the city is experiencing a budget crisis, while he claims that the city's out of money, we know that can't possibly be true. How can they be out of money when they spend billions of dollars on police like that gang of thugs that just got set free after the whole world saw a videotape of them beating them three brothers down like Rodney King? We know that when it comes to war against African people in the city, they always got enough money. And so it's only when African people stand up demanding reparations, when we stand up demanding economic development, when we stand up demanding an end to this war against our community, that's the only time when they don't got no money. And I don't care how many so-called press conferences and rallies that Nutter holds, we know that he stands for the budget cuts. And more than that, he don't even have the backbone to ask for resources, to demand resources from Harrisburg. Only thing that Nutter asked for was the right to charge you more sales tax. We know that Nutter is in the pockets of these major corporations. He's in the pockets of white power. He's a sellout and he's a house nigga. And we're here to expose him to the court. We're here to build a movement led by the African working class to demand our resources back. We demand that the prisons be destroyed, and if anything, Mayor Nutter need to be locked up. Charles Ramsey need to be locked up.
Right.
And we got to build a movement to make sure that happens. We need to get power in the hands of the African working class. That's what we out here doing today. That's right, the real criminals is the Philadelphia Police Department, is Mayor Michael Nutter, Charles Ramsey, Lynn Abraham, who use billions of dollars every single year on police and prisons that attack African people. That's right. It's a war budget. And it was a war budget before Nutter ever even spoke about a doomsday budget. It was a war budget yesterday. It was a war budget last year. It was a war budget before Nutter got hired. That's why 40% of all African people in this city live below the poverty line, yet they somehow always seem to find the money to spend on police and prisons that attack African people. We know that this city is not out of money. They just out of money when it's time to pay black people back for 400 years of stop and frisk, for 400 years of subprime mortgage, for 400 years of catching beatdowns like the ones them three brothers caught when we saw the whole thing on videotape And the fact of the matter is, the city always got the money to pay for the DA and these so-called grand jury investigations where they can let a gang of killer cops go free after the whole world watched that videotape. The fact is, you can't get justice, you can't get economic development by playing by their rules, by playing by their laws. Because the laws that they set up are the same laws that keep African people contained in the same situation that we are in. The same laws that you're facing right now. When you walk inside this building, this so-called criminal justice center, where real criminals don't never get brought to justice. Real criminals like Michael Miller won't never enter these doors. Real criminals like Charles Ramsey, who sends gangs of cops into your community to terrorize you, will never get put on trial. Why should you respect this institution? Why should we respect the same law, the same government that oppresses African people every single day? That don't make any sense. But I tell you what, Michael Miller, he talks about a crisis, and he's right. This system is in a crisis. But Michael Miller, he ain't seen the depth of this crisis. He ain't seen the real crisis till he's seen the African community in this city get organized, rise up, and demand control of our resources. We demand control over all of the billions of dollars they steal from African people every single year and use to pay for police that don't do a damn thing but attack black people every day. There's something wrong with that. This is a crime, a genocide. This is a war budget that Nutter is using. And the fact of the matter is that Mayor Michael Nutter is a sellout. He's a house nigga. He's an Uncle Tom. And he has to be removed from power. And we know that Nutter ain't for the people because you saw him. You heard that press conference where he told the whole city that he didn't go to Harrisburg asking for no economic development. He didn't ask for one penny from the state of Pennsylvania to come back to poor and oppressed African people in this city. All that Nutter asked for was the right to charge you more sales tax. And he got that nerve to act like he on your side. Nutter ain't nothing but a house nigga. And he said, boss, if I can't charge the sales tax, then I'll go ahead and fire 3,000 workers. And don't believe the hype when he act like he gonna fire 1,000 police. They not gonna fire one police. I tell you that for a fact. Because even while Nutter claims that he got to fire 800 police, Barack Obama just got finished sending Joe Biden, the vice president, to this city where they gave the city $20 million to be used exclusively for more police and more prisons. So you know, how the hell can they be firing the 800 police on one side while the federal government is giving millions of dollars for police on the other side? But I'm gonna tell you this, Obama's a house nigga too. They work together to keep white power enriched at the expense of African people. And don't be scared when we call for black power, brothers and sisters. Black power is what we need in this city. It's what we need in our lives. Because white power is doing this to you. Black power didn't kidnap you. White power didn't beat you up. The police did that. White power didn't try to take your house. White power ain't trying to evict you. White power didn't have you unemployed. You know what I'm saying? This is the doings of white power. And we have to build a movement to get black power in the city of Philadelphia. We demand reparations for African people. We demand that all of the billions of dollars that are being used through this war budget, it needs to be turned over to African people. There wouldn't be no budget for the city of Philadelphia if it was not for slavery, if it was not for prisons. In fact, it is your labor. It is the labor of African people. It's you getting locked up through this building right now. That's what keeps this economy going, brothers and sisters. And we demand that every single penny that they make off our blood, sweat, and tears be returned to African people so it can be used for economic development and real self-determination for African people. That's right, brothers and sisters, friends and allies. We are the International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement. Uhuru means freedom. On October 3rd and 4th, we will be holding our national convention. The theme is, they say cut back,
we say payback.
We demand reparations for African people for 400 years of stop and frisk, 400 years of slavery, 400 years of police beatings like the ones that you saw on that Channel 10 news camera. We demand independence for African people because we know that this entire government was set up to oppress African people and to keep us tied to this parasitic system, to make sure all of the resources, all of the wealth that we create from our labor keeps on going to benefit white power, keeps on going to benefit the white community. We refuse to work our fingers to the bone only to allow our resources to benefit the few that control City Hall and the white people that live in the suburbs. We demand that our resources be returned back to the African community to be used for reparations, economic development, houses, businesses, jobs that promote the needs of our people. This is the demand of the International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement. Uhuru means freedom.
Uhuru.
Uhuru. So that was the demonstration montage. Over the course of the summer, various demonstrations held by the International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, led by Diop Olugbala, the local branch president here, and we in the African People's Solidarity Committee were present and participating in those demonstrations. So you can get involved in the white community in solidarity with the struggle for social justice and economic development. You could hear from what Diop was saying in his presentations that the demand of the Uhuru movement is that African people have control over their own resources and benefit from the hard labor and work and the resources that have been stolen from them by the U.S. government and by the local government here in Philadelphia. And that's a really just demand, and it's part of a revolutionary national democratic program, which we stand in solidarity with. We want to remind people that if you want to get involved in the discussion on Solidarity Not Charity on uhururadio.com right now, you can call at 727-565-1599, Skype, contact us at Uhuru Radio, all one word, or email us at dj@uhururadio.com. We're coming to the end of today's show on Solidarity Not Charity, and we want to put out a call to anyone who is listening for the Hands Off the City Hall 2 campaign in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. If you are able to, you can come to the pre-trial rally and attend the trial. We want to fill the courtroom with supporters of the Uhuru movement and people who want to defend the democratic rights of the African community at the Criminal Justice Center at 13th and Filbert in downtown Philadelphia in Center City this Friday, November 20th. Again, that's 8 a.m. We'll be meeting in front of the Criminal Justice Center, having a demonstration, and then going into the courthouse. If you're not in Philadelphia, or even if you are in Philadelphia, you want to call in this week, call the presiding judge in Philadelphia at 215-686-8334. And demand that Judge Eubanks exonerate Diop Olugbala, a.k.a. Wally Rahman, and Shabaka Nambata, a.k.a. Franklin Moses. Again, that's 215-686-8334. If you want to get involved in the work of the Uhuru Solidarity Movement here in Philadelphia, call 215-387-0919 or email philly@uhurusolidarity.org. And finally, wherever you are in the world, if you are interested in getting involved in a movement that will stop the U.S. colonial wars around the world and inside this country, if you want to get involved in white solidarity with the liberation of African and oppressed peoples, then you need to attend the African People's Solidarity Committee Annual National Conference from January 10th through 12th, 2010, in St. Petersburg, Florida. This is a conference that we do every year, which anyone can attend really participate in the work of the African People's Solidarity Committee, join the African People's Solidarity Committee, attend workshops on the different work that we do, get involved in the activism, participate in discussions. You get to see a keynote presentation by Chairman Omali Eshetela, the worldwide leader of the Uhuru movement, and Penny Hess will be speaking. She is the author of Overturning the Culture of Violence, an incredible book that you can order from burningspearmarketplace.com. And also the national chair of the African People's Solidarity Committee, who you heard on this program just earlier this hour. And this is an incredible conference. I really want to encourage people to make travel plans to come to St. Petersburg, Florida. You can fly into the Tampa airport for January 10th through 12th. That's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. A lot of college students should probably be on break at that time, and it's after the holidays, so I'm sure flights will be inexpensive. You can register and get more information at APSCUhuru.org and call 215-387-0919 if you're in Philadelphia, 727-683-9949 if you're in the St. Petersburg, Florida area. And call 510-759-8154 if you're in the Oakland East Bay area. And if you're anywhere else in the world, call U.S. number 1-727-683-9949. Email us at info@APSCUhuru.org. Seriously, people can come from anywhere in the world to this conference, and you will really get a full political education about what it means to take a stand in solidarity with African liberation. So we have just about a few minutes left. If there are no calls and emails, we're just going to be closing out, and appreciate people listening to Solidarity Not Charity on UhuruRadio.com. Stay tuned. There'll be some more programming following the show, and then at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, you can hear The Church and the Revolution. And just one more shout-out. We want people to bid on the online auction, the Uhuru Holiday Online Auction, at apedf.org/auction. The bidding ends today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, so you have 2 hours. So thanks again for listening to Solidarity Not Charity on UhuruRadio.com. And tune in next Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time for more of the show of the African People's Solidarity Committee on Uhuru Radio, the online voice of the African Revolution. Uhuru.
Africans, please listen to me as Africans, and you non-Africans, listen to me with open mind. Suffer for world, now your fault be that. Me I say, now your fault be that. Suffer for world, now your fault be that. Me I say, now your fault be that. And put your minds into any goddamn church, any goddamn mosque, any goddamn celestial, including Seraphim and Cherubim. Now, we're all there now. Our minds are in those places. Here we go. Suffer for world,
amen.
Enjoy for heaven,
amen.
Christians go they yab,
amen.
In spiritum heavenus,
amen.
Muslims go they call,
amen.
Allahu Akbar. Suffer for world,
amen.
Enjoy for heaven,
amen.
Christians go they yab,
amen.
In spiritum heavenus,
amen.
Muslims go they call,
amen.
Allahu Akbar.
Amen.
Open your eye everywhere, Archbishop Namiliki, open eye.
enjoyment. Imamu na gbaladun, Archbishop na miliki, Pope na enjoyment. Imamu na gbaladun, ra ra ra.